What's up, what's up, what's up? You are now tuned into the Fellas Podcast. I'm Jason, we got Phil, and we got that boy Ross. Let's go!
Yo, what's up, family? It's the Fellas. I'm Phil.
Jason.
Ross.
And we are back, man.
In this piece, cuz.
It's been a minute, and we excited. I want to say something else, I ain't gonna lie. We excited. Hey, man, so we took a break from the podcast, man.
Sabbatical, man.
Yeah, pretty much a sabbatical. Because it's been a year.
Yeah.
Since we last posted anything.
And it went by fast, too.
Yeah, it did. I didn't realize it'd been that long, to be honest with you, until just talking about it today. Like, it's been a whole year.
Bro, a lot of stuff has happened since August of 2018.
Where were we in August?
August, where were we? Career-wise...
You ready to get married?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I was still in the mortgage business.
Yep. I mean, I'm still doing the same thing.
Nah, you ain't doing the same thing. You was in a different place, though.
I was in a different place. But yeah, I was still doing the same thing. Occupation-wise.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
fast forward a year later, married, new baby.
Yep.
New baby. Album.
Album coming soon.
Yeah.
No, you had two albums, right? Well, yeah. Just go ahead and tell it all.
Yeah.
So it's one album. It's called Love Over Everything. Well, we released our single, All I Need, which is hot. So you can
Fire.
Put it up at iTunes. You can put it up on Spotify. All the music outlets is out there. But it's called All I Need. It's myself and this young lady named Shamara Williams. And... it's a love song. So it's crazy because it's two worship leaders singing R&B. So, anyways, that's the nutshell.
Listen, you know, nobody should be tripping on R&B songs.
Yeah.
I mean,
Nick, have you ever read The Song of Solomon?
I read it.
It's nasty.
It's very sensitive. Very sensitive. No, but yeah. But I mean, like, okay, so the whole idea is... This is my personality. This is my perspective. I think that a lot of Christians are so super spiritual that they don't include the fullness of a relationship.
Mm.
And everything has just got to be, you know, straight religious in a sense. But in reality, like, the church has more divorces than the world. And I think that a lot of that is because we don't pay attention to the details of what it takes to rock a relationship and make it last. And I speak from personal experience. So... I think definitely this album is it's kind of one of those things where you push the envelope, you know what I'm saying? Like
right.
When the Winans came out, you know, they pushed the envelope because of the style of music, you know, same thing with Commission and the Clark Sisters as well. This pushes the envelope because it forces us as believers to look at the whole picture of life. Life is more than church shouting and turning around. It's all about relationships. And at the end of the day, you got to learn how to take care of the relationships that are most valuable. So it's not a record for... You know, we just casually dating and all that. No, it's a record for seriously committed relationships and marriages. That's what it's about. So, yeah. So, talk about you in this business, man.
Oh, man. So, November, I got laid off from my job. And at the same time I was getting laid off, I was already doing some different things with my camera. So, got laid off. And literally in the office, made a phone call to one of the big homies. And started the business. I remember texting y'all in the group, and y'all was like, okay, go get it.
Yep.
Like, it was like, ain't got time to cry. So I literally turned a business, like, really stumbled into something. And so it kind of speaks to just all three of us where we found something in a dark place. Yeah. Like, there were some things that took place. There were a lot of great things. Like, acceleration was the trajectory, but we didn't think that acceleration was going to go through a rough terrain. And so we've done that, man. So business is going great. Trinity Media Solutions. I've expanded that thing. Photography, videography. Started doing some social media consultations and started teaching some classes and things of that nature. And connected to some amazing, amazing people. And so it kind of speaks back to relationships. There are people in this life that might be better skilled at you than in something. But if you don't have the relationship, your skill means nothing. And so everything requires some kind of divine connection. And usually God will show you that you're in the right place by how many doors he continues opening, but also the challenges that you can continue to overcome.
True.
Because now, probably last year, I probably would have stumbled over those challenges and got frustrated instead of saying, okay, how can I be a solution to every problem that comes in my face?
So let me push the envelope, since you know what I'm saying, y'all done gave me this mediator.
Well, you're the lead singer of the crew. To
take this conversation.
Ralph Transman.
So, as a man, you know, we attach ourselves to what we do.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's good.
When you lose a job, you know, there's a lot of emotional, there's a mental battle there because that's a part of your validation in a sense. You know what I mean? Whether we try to, whether it's intentional or unintentional, I think every man attaches a part of his being to what he does.
Right.
So tell us, how did you find yourself to create what you've done? Because what I noticed from the outside looking in was, you know, Jay put his head down and Jay began grinding. And when I say grinding, like you begin to put in work, you begin to dig in deeper about, you know, what's the equipment, what's the technique, what's the skills. And you started off taking pictures. Now you from doing pictures to actually creating these promo videos for different businesses, to leading these media classes, to connecting to others who are saying, hey, I want you to be a part of what I'm doing. Everybody else is being charged, but I'm not going to charge you. Like, with people that are not like, you know, the regular Tom, Dick, Jane, and Harry, these are people who are influential in what they do. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like I started a business, you know what I mean? I got 3 contracts in 12 months. No, this is like, I started a business, and this business has catapulted my income. It's given my family something. But more so, how did you find your identity? How did you work it? And now you may not even lost it, but how did you work through that as far as identity-wise?
I realized, for one, I kind of evaluated the season that I was in. And I realized I was getting pulled in multiple ways, and there was a conflict. And the conflict was everybody else was trying to get the attention except me. And so when the layoff happened, that was like, boom, this is taking place. Then there was another thing that took place, y'all know. Mm-hmm. And that was going to be, and that was in between. And mind you, and right, look, with the weekend right before Christmas, I got in a car accident. Yeah. Right? And it just so happened he was down the street. He came in and rescued me. Yeah. But when you look at all those things, God kind of showed me something. For one, that accident shook me up. So I had only been in business right at a month when that accident happened. And I was leaving. I had did 3 or 4 jobs that day. So I started thinking, like, bruh, I got laid off a month ago, and the kids got more than enough for Christmas. Right?
Yep.
Wife ain't tripping. She's happy. Circumstances are beginning to change financially. And I begin to say, Jason, this has only been a month. What if you actually learn your craft? So I started putting my head down. So I went to YouTube University. So I started watching the cast that I admired and said, let me really learn this. Let me stop telling myself I can't do this. Because what most people don't know is, for the first few months of this business, I was literally editing everything on my phone. So I started with a cell phone with the business, then got blessed with a camera. And I was literally shooting on that camera, but had to go through sending that bad boy through Dropbox and things like that, and literally editing everything on my cellular device, on my iPad.
Right, right.
And so it was like, okay, Jason, you got to get somewhere. So dig. Create goals for yourself. Create landmarks. And so I actually started, like I said, all the business teachings that we've gotten over years from books or seminars we went to, or just business mentors that we've had conversations with, I started actually applying them. They all started making sense. Yeah. And I remember when, what is the writer of Think and Grow Rich? Napoleon Hill. So I remember him writing a book called Outwitting the Devil. And the thing was, he was teaching people how to be successful in their areas, and yet he couldn't apply the principles himself. Because what happened is, it was really an internal battle. So the principles were still principles. That's exactly what they were. Right. They still work to this day. But he realized something had to be different for him. And I think it was the same thing with me. So while people love Think and Grow Rich, I love Outwitting the Devil, because he literally had a conversation with the devil. A lot of times you say pray, but you also say the devil is in the details. Mm-hmm. So find out what traps that you've always found yourself in and find out how not to fall for that same trap again.
That's good.
Or if I go down this road and it's happening, pay attention to red flags and remember, okay, I came this way. I made a left. So let me go back and make a right instead.
I was listening to a podcast today, and it was talking about trauma and how people deal with trauma. And he basically said the best way to overcome trauma is to put yourself back in that same situation and think differently from what you originally did. And I think that that's what you did, because this is not the first crossroads you had.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah.
It's not the first
crossroads.
Yeah, yeah. So in this one, you took on a different mindset. You took the information, the things you already know, and you applied it, and you created something that wasn't there. And it became a value to you, an asset in so many ways, more than just monetary.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Absolutely. So,
well, you know, this time last year, I was gearing up for
the to win. Say I do.
To marry the woman that I love so much. And since we're talking about relationships, it's because of her that I met y'all.
True.
Yeah, that's true.
True. All right,
shout out to
Maisha. Shout out Maisha, yeah. Yeah.
She was very instrumental of getting me to introducing me to y'all. And so everything that has transpired from the day I met y'all to now has been nothing but blessings. And she's kind of the linchpin to it. Best decision I made in my life. Not getting to the wedding. I ain't know sometimes. However, our hearts were postured in the right position to deal with the things that come with getting to the marriage. Because once you get engaged, that means you get engaged into a battle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations that's going to come that's going to really question if you really want to be with this person. Great thing about us, we have a great foundation. You know, our foundation is God. God is love. So love covers a multitude of all sins, right? So there's a lot of things we were able to overlook because of our foundation, the way we care for each other. But now that's done. We're working on this. We've been married, what, 6, 7, 8 months now?
No, bro. Y'all got married in December. Like 10 months,
like
bro.
10 months. And it's gone so fast.
Yep.
And I'm happy and I'm excited. You know, some things happened with my job. I got laid off. But God will provide us. He always has. We ain't missed not a meal yet.
Man.
And in the midst of all of this going on, God has tested me in my faith. So in the midst of all this, he's working on me. He's telling me, hey, you need to spend more time with me. So I know when I got laid off, it was for a purpose. Because I was putting God on time frames. Mm. Well, I'm going to get up in the morning. I'm going to pray to you for 30 minutes. And I'm going to get my kids ready. I'm going to go to work. And then while I'm at work, I have downtime. I might read a book or something that deals with you. I read a country, what is it called?
Commentary.
Commentary.
All the commentaries?
Yeah.
Commentary. You read them?
Sometimes I do commentary just to refresh myself.
Yeah, yeah.
But then God said that wasn't enough time.
Oh.
So he took that from me because, you know, like you said, a job is what you're linked to.
Mm-hmm.
So he took that from me. Didn't miss a meal. We haven't missed a meal. Everything is still functioning well. But now I have more time to spend with him. So now it's like, hey, you need to spend time with me now. I don't have an excuse.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a reason. So now it's put me in a situation where I have to submit. I have to listen to him. I have to pray. I have to fast. So I think that everything works the way it's supposed to work. I think that he does everything divine. So it worked. It was like, hey, you know, the first year of marriage, they say it's really, really rough.
Mm.
If you get past that, when you get to 5, you may have a chance. And you throw a rock like that, like, you just got married. You lost your job. But then at the backside, it was like, but God will provide.
Oh.
So that's all you can do. Like, you know, and it hasn't been easy. Like, it's been some nights I'll be like, man, you know, woo. And then I got sick.
Right.
Yep.
Then I got sick. Let me tell you how dope my wife is, right? Another shout out to her. Like, when I was sick, I knew she was a rider, but I didn't know she was a rider like that. Like,
wow.
I would cough. You okay? You okay? You okay? And just to see that on how she was moving and not panicking, you know, on the inside, she's like, is my husband dying on me?
Oh.
What's really, really going on? For her to keep her composure and still keep everything intact, why I couldn't move or why I couldn't talk or anything was going on, that speaks magnitude of the type of woman that I got. So I am grateful for the woman I married. A lot of dudes can't say that. A lot of dudes' wives be like, well, you ain't really that sick, you know. I need you to still take the trash out, or I still need you to function. She never complained the whole time. So I am grateful for who I married. I appreciate her more than she could ever imagine I tell her I thank you and I love you every morning.
Yeah.
Due to the fact that she didn't have to be that woman. You know, some women they crumble under pressure. She didn't. She was like, "Oh, I got it. Don't worry about it." And I was like, "That's dope." So that's what's been going on with me. But it's been an incredible couple of months. Everything has happened really, really fast, and I'm enjoying the ride.
Man, that's a lot, bro.
Man, you said something on the phone earlier today. Your mom was like, "What happened with the Fellas Podcast?"
Yeah.
Kind of talk about what that conversation, because I think most people don't realize that we're together so much, but at the same time, life really got busy for all of us individually.
So my mom asked me what happened to the podcast, and I told her that we all are going in three different directions, but we're all at the same pace. It's like God has put us in situations where we're going into our purpose. We're finding out what God has really has for us,
yeah,
and will do through us, but we're still connected. So, you know, you're in Sugar Land, I'm in Humble, Jason's everywhere bouncing around, and we don't talk or communicate as much. But, you know, when we get together, it's like nothing has changed because we all are aligned. Our spirits, mm-hmm, and our hearts are still in the same places, and we encourage each other along the way. And as I was telling her that, she was like, "Well, that's good because y'all need each other."
Yeah.
You know, separate from each other, we're good. But together, we're...
Yeah.
It's really, really dope.
Nobody stands a chance.
Nobody stands a chance.
But, you know, and when you recognize stuff like that, and for us not to know each other that long, for the way that we function together, it seems like we've been with each other our whole life.
Right.
And that's crazy. Like, you know, the relationships I have with y'all, I don't have with some of the dudes I grew up with that spent the night at my house growing up, eating my mama and daddy food. And that just shows you how God removes certain people and put pillars in your life that you're going to need. So now that I have pillars in my life, it's kind of I can lean on you for certain things. There's been times I've called Phil with some stuff like, "Hey, dude, I need to come talk to you." Being that I know that he's had to deal with some of these situations, he's kind of, "Hey, man, you can talk me off the ledge." And he's told me how to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Jay. It's been some times I've been like, "I don't know about this." And he'll just, "Hey, man, this is what you need to do, A, B, and C, and D." And being that y'all are pillars in my life and we're pillars for each other, I can lean and trust on you. You know, pillars are strong.
Yeah.
So whatever I give you, I know it ain't going to put pressure on you to crumple, or it's not going to seep into anything that you're doing because you can handle it.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a beautiful thing. We're going to have a lot of good stuff coming on.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good content that's going to come. I hope y'all enjoy it. We're going to enjoy giving it to y'all. And enjoy the ride with us.
Definitely, it's more to come.
Yeah, so follow us on Instagram at The Fellas. I'll make sure all that stuff is down below on the screen and whatnot. But make sure you guys follow us, because like I said, this is, when I say we're coming back, like, we're back. And yeah, listen, you better strap in.
Definitely. So look, feedback, man. Give us some feedback, you know. Let us know how the conversations are really strengthening y'all. If it's opening up new ideas, perceptions, and things like that with you. I mean, we're three guys. We have some relevant conversations, and we want to share it with the world. And it's like a transparency moment. I mean, we just kind of like letting you in on, hey, we're in my living room. So, you know, we just letting you in on conversations that we really just talk about. But, you know, they're man, that pillar concept really, I mean, that says a lot, bro. That's crazy. But there is something with conversation that comes alive that would never come alive without conversation.
Right.
And the other thing is, those conversations have to involve the right people. I think my boy Trey said, he posted on IG, he said, you know, talk with winners and the conversation is totally different. So, you know, we definitely want to bring you in on this conversation, but we also want to love and know what it is that we're saying that's giving you life, that's giving you advice, that's giving you some wisdom, that's pointing you in the right direction. I mean, let us know so that we can continue doing what we're doing. We appreciate the love and the support. And definitely follow us on IG. We on Facebook.
We on Facebook.
We got YouTube.
What's
up?
On what, Apple?
Apple Podcast, Spotify, for all those Android people, Google Play.
Hey, the world is 50-50 now. You got to show your love to the All right, man, look, it's The Fellas. I'm Phil.
I'm Jason.
I'm Ross.
We love y'all. Talk to you later.
Peace.
Yo, what's up, family? This is Philip from The Fellas.
hey, we want to definitely show love and appreciate you guys for supporting us, subscribing to the podcast. Definitely be sure to follow us on Instagram and all of our social media outlets. And please share it. I mean, somebody else need to hear this too. Don't be selfish now. But check it out. Follow us at DaFellas, DaFellas_. And make sure you tell somebody. We'll talk to you later. Love you.